It is a fact that Qarun was one of Musa's people, but he rebelled against them. We had given him such treasures that their very keys were a heavy burden to a band of strong men. When his people said to him, "Do not exult, for Allah does not love the exultant. Rather, seek by means of what Allah has given you to attain the abode of the hereafter, while not neglecting your share in this world. Be good to others as Allah has been good to you, and do not seek mischief in the land, for Allah does not love the mischief mongers." He replied, "All that I have been given is by virtue of the knowledge that I possess." Did he not know that Allah had destroyed many people before, who were mightier in strength and greater in riches than him? But the criminals are not asked about their sins, because Allah knows them well. One day he came out before his people in his worldly glitter, those who sought the life of this world, and said, "Ah, would that we had the like of Qarun's fortunes. He is indeed a very lucky man." But those who were endowed with knowledge said, "Alas for you! Better is the reward of Allah for him that has faith and does good deeds, but none shall attain it except those who endured with fortitude." Then we caused the earth to swallow him, together with his dwelling, and he had no host to help him against Allah, nor was he able to defend himself. Now, the day before began to say, the same people who envied him for his lot that day, "Alas, we had forgotten for whom he wills and restricts it from whom he pleases. It is indeed Allah who enlarges the provision. If Allah had not been gracious to us, he could have caused the earth to swallow us too. Alas, we did not remember that the disbelievers never attain felicity."